know, I know it's a podcast, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, in a pseudo garage.
Yes.
Would it kill you to have worn a gown?
I didn't get that memo.
You didn't know that our show was a gown show?
Well, you sent me some clip about Bobcats jacking off, and I thought, you know, maybe don't wear my Sunday best.
Oh,
Tuesday worst either.
Yeah, we thought it would give off like the other.
Yeah, we
vibes.
Thought maybe it was like, yeah, I should probably dress up and then bring a raincoat.
I thought about wearing a suit today.
Yeah, but yeah. We're not
gonna. Step Brothers. Like you just full tuxedo.
No, just like a nice suit.
Okay,
we're gonna podcast
tailored.
As a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
I could see the two of you wearing a Dumb and Dumber suit.
That'd be cool.
Set.
Blue, you want to go to my high school
reunion?
Yeah,
I do want to do that.
And we'll do that?
Yeah,
that'd we'll
be
get blue
awesome.
And orange.
Top hat.
My high school reunion's in July.
Well,
he should go, but as me, because I'm not going.
You could wear his name tag.
Dave, it's me, Dave.
Oh, yeah, you guys went to the same
high
school.
You should start having other people buy tickets under other people's names.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not like security at my high school reunion. They're like, wait, you're not sure.
I'll get into a physical fist fight with somebody over that.
Really?
I don't care.
About pretending to be somebody else? You'd beat them up?
Should we just go to the reunion?
I would like, I'll catch some charges.
Should I just show up with a full
beat the shit out of them for pretending to be somebody like, else? Like, call you out on it and you just beat the hell out.
Oh, you think your name is Stacy, bitch?
Oh, my God. She's really going to die
that
on
Natalie
this.
Natalie Portman rap.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman rap.
Man, that was so good.
I do coke, motherfuckers.
Dude, I remember when
that
came out. We all,
Lonely
like,
Island.
We all had a big crush on her, like, anyways. But when that came out, it, like...
Dove never knew it existed. I showed him last night.
Oh, my God.
We were like,
what?
Dude, it's so cool.
Anyway, everybody out there in the Time for Pie land, we have a special guest today. And I know everybody says it all the time, special. So I'm going to take it back. We can't say everybody's special.
Yeah. I think Heather's special. We
I'm
can say,
special.
Yeah.
Heather's yeah,
special.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, she's special. We've known her a very long time. Mm-hmm. She's been our roommate multiple times.
Yeah.
But to me and Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's been your roommate, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, pretty much she's been a roommate to everybody in this room.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Like, just slumber parties.
Well, we've known each other. Okay.
So, that's what that is.
You gotta add the asterisk. There is a couch in your room.
Yeah, there's a cry
couch.
There's a cry couch.
Yeah. The cry couch.
It's called the cry couch, where I would go in there drunkenly while Caleb's trying to watch movies.
Yeah.
And I would pound liquor and cry myself to sleep.
Yeah. It happened a lot.
What do you do?
And I'd be
do you
need a blanket or anything?
Like,
and
just she would
just
shove me off the couch.
Yeah, she would just be.
Tell me she
out.
Never went and got a tomato, though.
No, she never did, but
no,
I'm glad I got to
no
see
tomatoes.
The footage of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
No, I do awesome things when I'm
emotionally
distressed.
There is like drunk Heather, blackout Heather, then tomato Heather.
Yeah.
Dave made a vertical.
Of the tomato?
Oh, no, of Drunk Heather.
Oh.
Well, that's
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
when
vertical.
I was on the Wild Turkey, though.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
old, too. That's from, like, 2011. You made
but
that.
Now you're on the
it's going to be on the screen right
now. I'm on the Mezcal. Yeah. Dave has to make a
you,
new
like,
one to adjust for violence.
Up. You, like, really cranked it up. You're like,
yeah
Wild Turkey.
I went new one that's 2023 and then show the old one.
Yeah.
Because there is new versions now.
Dude, now it's, like, just drunkenly shoving deer heads in cages.
It's so scary. It's
yeah, it evolved.
The scotch of tequilas and then just like melting animal heads.
I think,
I think
it's because we're in such close proximity to the border. I've just taken on a whole new like,
okay,
level
yeah, just
of
like feel
insanity.
It, like
yeah,
the
I can
air.
Feel it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get
the
it.
Chupacabra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like type of
the Wendigos.
Mm-hmm. Wendigos. Yeah. Like that's those two mm-hmm. very scary things.
Yeah.
One's Puerto Rican.
Really?
Yeah, the Chupacabra is Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I cannot tell if you're fucking with me.
The Chupacabra escaped.
Okay.
From some sort of test facility in Puerto Rico. Dave, am I correct right now?
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Oh, see? Dave says I'm right. Anyway, all right, so we decided that she is special.
Yeah,
we
for
can
sure.
say special.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Sure.
Okay, we have a guest.
Yeah.
Her name is Heather Lind.
Hello.
You may know her.
Yeah, you know her, everybody.
Yeah.
If you're does anyone here, know, you her? Know her? We all just know of her.
Yeah. You know her.
You know her.
Yep.
Welcome to Time for Pie.
I'm so excited to be here.
Wow, you show it on your face.
I, you know, it's what I do best is just very violent mundaneness.
Okay.
Yeah. Just I bring the aggressive nothing.
Aggressive nothing, the void.
I don't know where
the
to
void.
Take that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Is this an Interstellar moment right now?
Yeah, almost. Maybe. Can we get some Interstellar music playing on this part, Dave?
That song.
We just zoom slowly and they're just look
hello,
right at the
camera. Hello, darkness, my old.
We have a task for you, though, right now.
Oh, no.
It's going to involve your talents.
Okay. All of
them. If you will. Yes. All of them.
I'm very terrified to see where this is
going. Okay. So, 60 seconds is on the clock.
I already hate this.
I'm going to start the clock.
I don't like this
at all.
So,
I'm going to get the clock
rest. I'm sweating.
Speed round.
I'm fucking sweating.
Yeah, this is a speed round. And I need you to just talk in that mic in a very soothing voice as if you are somebody else's self-help tape. So 60 seconds, you're just, you. This is your best impression of a self-help tape that would be authored by you. And
oh,
go.
This is great.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We live on a giant terrestrial rock, which is inhabited by almost 8 billion humans. This rock orbits a colossal ball of fire in the sky, which is part of a solar system, which is part of a much greater galaxy that stretches over 100,000 light years in diameter, and this is only one galaxy of an estimated over 100 billion galaxies that make up the entire cosmos. Everything that you know to be and not to be stretches infinitely outwards. And in this void, your life means nothing. Just sit there with the crushing psychological weight of being a decaying organism born into sentience, which ultimately holds zero significance in a world that will soon forget about you after you've died and your flesh has begun to rot in the ground.
That's so much what I wanted. That is exactly what I wanted.
That is exactly what we needed. And Dave and I said we weren't going to tell you. We were going to make you do it on the show because that would be way better. And it totally was. Guess what? Dave is going to superimpose that over the main character from American Psycho as he's walking with his headphones. So get ready for that clip. That's going to be the advertisement for the show.
I feel like that's going to be a good reel, too, if you could just really focus in on her face as she says all of that.
No, it's going to be him from American Psycho, her voice playing over the top of him as he's walking with his headphones.
I like that, but I also like another one of her where you can really see her. And there's there's that music in the background, and it's just her.
It's the Interstellar song.
Her deadpan staring into your heart as you hear it. And then you're just like,
every tick in the background is just her hating life.
Yeah, that's a great reel.
Yeah.
We're
nice. Good
that
job.
Was perfect.
Yeah,
that was great.
You. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm back on that.
Yeah, and you wanted to say not special. Come on.
Wow.
Dear God.
I'm
eat your words there.
That's what I said. All right.
Oh my God.
You know, we want to have a class guests.
Right.
Yeah. Here. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
It's bringing you some existentialism.
Yeah, maybe we get a roster and put it on the wall and we have a, double SSA.
I did have an idea, though, by the way. David, you can cue in on this while I'm talking about it, and you too, and you can weigh in now that you're here.
Okay.
Here's my idea, because Vigilance Elite, Sean Ryan, watch his show, and he's got the Vigilant Elite sign that everybody signs, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool. But what do? No.
We collect blood samples.
That could be a thing.
That sounds like that's not what you
My idea was we buy an ID card machine, and then we order Time for Pie lanyards, and then we take your picture in the seat, and Dave prints out an ID card, and we get the fucking cool holographics over them, and then you hang them on a hook over there, and you sign your ID card. So people could go over there and go through everybody that's been guests with their ID cards.
That's pretty
and
cool.
We could even make a second one, too, if you want
they
to take it
take
home.
They can take one home.
Yeah.
I like that as well. Yeah. They get to keep one. They get a little...
Yeah,
a little...
And so then there's just a hook that has all the ID cards, and then we'll make rows, too, for like the really good guests and the kind of shit
guests. The golden guests.
Yeah, and they're like,
the gold-
oh, man.
The better you get, it even has your rank on the card. Like you're a baseball card.
It's after the show.
Yeah.
So you take the ID picture, and then like you're over there, you're like B1. They're like, what's B? Oh, you're a brown guest.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
It means good.
That's. Yeah, that means you're just lower on the shelf.
Yeah.
I love that.
It means we put you in a box on the ground.
That's a good idea.
The cool ones hang up. We just kick you under the fridge.
You throw their ID. That's a game.
You just put it right there.
fly in the
you
trash.
You go to put it on a hook and you just put it in the trash right in front of
drop them. It goes into the trash. Or there's like a what's it called? The paper shredder. It just drops right in the paper shredder.
Huh? No, you're good. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's after the show's recorded. Right, show's so just kind of like, what?
You're yeah, like, get out of here.
It's fine. We're done. Like, yeah. Maybe it'll air. We don't know.
You can call yourself an Uber now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Wait, you got, are we
they're
still
they're all
friends?
Of a sudden walk shaming away from a podcast. Like a pot,
what yeah. happened? Yeah. Did they have to
they're
walk the whole
your
drive?
Shoes, like,
how many, why they how do you make someone feel so bad after a podcast?
Leaving a podcast.
And it's like an A-list celebrity, too. They're just like,
oh, my God.
What just happened?
What happened? Like, I feel like we were having fun, and that ending really
turned
it around.
For the worse.
I feel oh, sad. I feel like they used me. Yeah, I like
it's
that.
So good.
I like that idea. So yeah, lanyards.
Lanyards people's and ID cards. Because I saw you could like buy. That's really cool. I watched this guy made like an ID card vending machine, and he was like, "Oh, you can buy all this shit off Amazon."
Sick.
Oh,
cool.
Like
when I was in, we went to New Mexico to what's the alien territory? Roswell.
Area 51. Oh, Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah. We went to Roswell, and they had a machine there that took your picture and printed you out an Area 51.
It's probably legit.
ID. It was really cool.
Did you do like quirky, kitschy alien shit?
Like, we went to their big museum, and, like, you know, that was, like, all the stuff from it, from the landing or whatever happened, the crash site, and, like, a lot of particles of it, and all the cool pictures and, like, recordings of, like, you know, the stuff they were doing during that time. And there was, like, fake alien bodies that were, like, you know, in examination rooms or whatever.
Oh, I would, I would want to do all of that,
cool.
Like, lame.
And
like,
yeah, it was like, cause it was fun. And then, like, all of the stores had, like, a cool shirt that was, like, you know, it was, like, one that was, like, a dude being abducted, and it was, like, get in, losers, we're doing butt stuff.
Or,
like,
I want that,
I was, like, man, and I got that's it. For, I was, like, yeah, I got this from Roswell. I was, like, that's a cool shirt. So, it's fun. Yeah, very
sticker.
Touristy, but, like, that's the kind I'm into.
No, I love shit like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, so you do like these mythical, or what's the proper term for them?
Like cryptids.
Cryptids, yeah. So yeah, they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, is a jackalope a cryptid?
Probably in some form.
Where does the jackalope originate?
It's like a hunter's myth.
It's like a hunter's myth for like children. I think like they
the jackalope scares the deer away. I don't know.
Yeah, something
I don't know
weird. Yeah, I do love them though. I want
remember. Yeah. What was the what was the rival show to America's Funniest Home Videos that was hosted by the dude from Dumb and Dumber? Or
oh gosh,
remember there was a rival like video
frick.
Show, and he would go, "Let's check in with the jackalope."
Yeah,
did you just say frick?
What are you talking about?
Did you just say frick?
Yeah, dude, frick, man.
I haven't
sometimes
heard
sometimes
this
I like
middle
to,
school.
Sometimes I like to say it.
Wow,
it feels good coming out.
Put your hand
frick.
Out right here. Just put it out now. Smack the shit out of it.
No,
you are done with frick.
No, I'm gonna keep saying frick.
No.
If you like the if you like frick, can we get some fricks in the chat, please? In the comments, give me a frick if you're on
that. Says,
then we,
and
it's like we're
so
fist bumping through the TV.
Frick.
Anything that he's saying. Do not.
But so you do like enjoy cryptids, and you have a really cool shirt that you just came out with.
Yeah, through Bunker Branding, I've got like a little Wendigo cryptid shirt, which is pretty
cool.
Yeah,
shit.
Threat Llama.
Yeah, you're gonna be doing that some more. Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff.
Threat
Llama says he's making us art for.
Yeah,
in here.
He's super. Oh,
yeah.
Jordan's
awesome.
Super talented. Yeah,
I've got a shirt coming out with him here, and it's in the next couple months sometime soon. But yeah, your shirt was fucking cool. So so everybody can get that at Bunker Branding, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, I've been wanting to do that for a while now. Yeah. I'm also gonna have one coming soon. The Wendussy.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be like an anime, like an ulu, like a sexy Wendigo. I'm gonna get the whole furry crowd. It's gonna be great.
And if you do what we were talking about, you could totally do that as an outfit. That would be that'd be awesome. That'd be just cool for a photo shoot.
Yeah,
like in general.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
for sure. Like I've been looking into like how to like build my own like headdress and stuff.
It's a Wendigo that
it's like a hot Wendigo. It's like a
Wendigo
that you wanna freak.
Like a Wendussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a Wendussy?
Yeah.
Wendigo pussy.
Wendigo pussy. Come on.
Ooh,
you don't
even know
what
the. Okay.
Can you say Wendigo pussy on the internet?
I think we're age restricted now.
Yeah, okay.
Never legal the first time.
No, you can't say the C word. It's just the C word.
Wow. Is that because it's like really mean in Australia?
Yeah. No. It's
no,
completely
you
normal.
You can kind of get away with it if you're Australian or British.
True.
If you're
true.
American, you cannot. I've had my shit demonetized for saying this
on
the
YouTube?
C word.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the C word. Just the one
pretty
word.
Wild. I don't like this.
You just have to
silly.
Believe it.
I don't like everybody's rules. When can we not have rules?
I know. Okay,
I'd love
so
a world with no rules.
This isn't the design of I'm having my buddy Paige design this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
isn't the official design, but that's like a mock-up.
Yeah,
you would.
I'm scared
though.
Of the skin color.
But yeah, you would.
Mm. It's like a deer. It's like a deer creature.
That's not something you want to say on a radio
show.
It depends
on the demeanor of the face.
Let me say this one again.
Like
that kind of worries me.
Yeah, I mean, like I still would. Yeah.
Right.
Well, if it's not angry.
Yeah, if you saw
if
that
like
in the
wanting,
woods.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it was kind of like, you know, backing up.
Uh-huh.
Like look at.
What if it had like a real sweet Southern Belle kind of voice?
Like backing up.
Backing up, you're like.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. But if that face is like.
Yeah, it's like drooling.
Yeah.
Like it's like
scraping at you.
Sure. Yeah,
just put a bag over its head.
What cryptid would you go all the way with?
Cthulhu.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know what that is.
That's like a large creature.
Let me change my answer.
That's scary as hell.
Why did I answer that so fast?
That's as big as the ocean.
Why are they getting like, out of tentacles?
He's like.
I don't know.
It's like 20 stories tall, Heather. What are you gonna do?
Thumbelina
crawl inside of its pee hole? Into its ass and rub its prostate with like your whole body.
Hang on.
Are you talking about like the King Kong
Mothman.
Of squids?
I changed it to Mothman.
Okay.
That's way better, right?
That one's cool.
Like the prophecy?
Yeah. Mothman prophecies, yeah.
Isn't
yeah, I like
just,
that.
He probably
I can,
has a human sized dick.
Yeah,
I don't
know. He might have a human dick. Who knows? It might be moth like.
It's like a powdery moth.
Yeah, let's get into
that. This is something that we need to like address. Is like,
yeah, I think we need to get. I think we need to talk at length.
Change your vote if like you go like because it's one thing to be like, oh man, I'd be down for that, and then you take those pants down and it's like
it's moth like, dick,
but it's got like prongs. And,
it's gonna have prongs.
It's
yeah.
not a lion.
It's got like
let's see what a moth.
No, it's got like thorns.
Oh,
you're
like
googling
stingers.
Moth dick now.
Yeah,
aren't
let's
you?
Look
like,
up.
Imagine it had just like a row of moth spiraling dick. Stingers, and then it's like you can't change your vote.
Whoa.
What does moth dick look like? I need
holy crap. That's what you're getting.
See?
Like those things coming out.
Yeah. Why are there four?
Yeah.
Why does it have four dicks?
So, yeah. It
looks like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah,
that looks like one of those tickler things.
I mean, Dave, could you put a picture
things?
Of a moth on here? On this part of the podcast? Would you be able to do that?
Yeah.
Because there's like really crazy pictures of
it's
moth
terrible.
Dick.
I hate it.
So yeah, if you guys want to check out this moth dick.
I'm sorry to everybody that's in their car.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry that you can't see this.
Fuel.
That means you're just going to have to go to YouTube and watch it for the full effect.
No, I'm just saying though.
Like, just pick out the biggest splotch on your windshield.
Yeah.
The rule.
And just imagine what that dick would look
is
like.
Is the rule allowing though that you can say, okay, I would, but then when I saw the dick, I could change my mind.
No.
Well, no, you have to.
There's no
predict mythical fucking
dick. Yeah, you don't know
alien.
What mythical
true.
Dick looks
yeah.
like.
Okay,
Or like the...
It might kill you. Yeah,
exactly.
Like it could kill you. That would probably kill
what
you.
It, like, it's like... And then the opposite side of that. Like, what's fucking moth pussy like?
Oh, well...
Probably really soft.
You know what? It's just a Google
I don't want this
away.
In my Google search
it's
history.
It's a Google
so,
away.
Oh, okay,
moth.
Well, we didn't say that we wanted to bang the moth.
Vagina.
Okay, I have...
Moth woman.
You know what?
Oh, it's not any better. There's hooks. There's hooks and claws and
see,
and things.
You should be allowed to change.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Okay, so
that looks like
moths.
That's like teeth. That's like the movie teeth.
Yeah, that's like a meat packing facility.
So
like,
yeah, moths have some of
it's
the
like
moths
grinder.
Have some of the scariest.
Meat.
Meef. Yeah, me.
I think it was
moose, maybe. If you
meef,
meef.
Yeah.
Meef. Okay. Yeah. Meef.
Let's just go with
meef. Meef is plural of
moths.
Yeah, okay.
I hate
the meef.
The meef have the scariest genitals I've seen to date.
I answered, so now you guys have to answer. I can't be the only one saying fucked up shit.
Yeah. Well, the first was Cthulhu's.
Well, it was, I had a knee jerk reaction
biggest
because I was like, all tentacles.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Jesus. like drowning for 40-foot long tentacles that are as big as a car.
I gotta get to breathe.
That was the one.
That's the first one you chose. Death by Snoo Snoo.
Yeah, that's absolutely what's gonna happen.
Okay, then you guys, what? What's
okay,
your cryptids.
Cryptids.
I don't know what a fucking cryptid is.
Yeah,
like
just
you got
like,
wendigos. You got jackalopes. You got Mothman.
That's what a cryptid.
It's something like a, that like could exist in nature, but it's never been proven. Like Bigfoot's a cryptid.
Yeah, Bigfoot's a cryptid.
Okay,
let me see here.
Could exist in
24. Oh no, that says
so
local
like a mermaid.
Cryptids.
Okay, there's a list.
Yeah.
Of
oh, that's absolutely
that's a
one.
Pretty normal
yeah.
one.
That, yeah, that's a very pirate cryptid.
Loch Ness, Nessie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Nessie, dude. She's got that. Big neck.
Yeah, but she always wants 350.
Oh true. My god!
Yeah. Hey, you got that 350?
We've got. I don't even know what half of this. Whoa, that one looks.
Yeah,
like
there's
a
some
slur.
Scary ones on here.
Sea serpents.
I would just say yeah, maybe the sirens.
Oh, a werewolf.
Oh, after the siren. The
you would
sirens.
Fuck a werewolf.
All
fuck
three
a
of
werewolf,
the sirens.
Dude. Right.
Yeah.
Like just a female werewolf?
You know, oh, no. I take it back. I take it back. Because I've got to go into detail about this. Okay, you guys have seen the movie, the Van Helsing movie, right?
Yeah.
With Hugh Jackman?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Dude, that's the hottest
vampire. The hottest vampire. The redhead? The redhead.
And I'm not even like redheads are, you know, great, fine. But like that really like opened up. I was like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe I do really like redheads.
Well, even as a kid, I thought that.
Same. Because
I was like, why is she so pretty?
Damn, all these.
Is it part of genetic code that like redheads have huge vaginas?
I don't know.
Just lots of it. It's just like big, puffy.
Where
I don't think so.
Well, after every time I see a redhead in porn, it's just like.
They have a big one?
It's just, you know, it's healthy.
Oof.
Healthy.
Is that polite?
Sure.
Yeah, that's the best way to say it,
like,
I guess.
What would you call something that's meaty?
That's the best
meaty.
Way to say it.
Yeah. Meaty.
What's a polite...
Just
that's
meaty.
What you would want...
I don't know. Like
hey, man, that was meaty.
Voluptuous.
There we go. Yeah, that's like how... That's how a lot of people who are like thicker call themselves.
Yeah.
Voluptuous.
I'm voluptuous.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that would be the best way to put it.
Yeah, because you can't get up and be like, man, that giant was meaty.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a meat casserole.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting a second date.
No, yeah, I don't think you can say that. but yeah, I don't know if vampires are cryptids. That they're more of like the core.
I wouldn't consider that a cryptid.
Yeah, they're more of the core monsters.
I'd go with the three sirens.
Yeah,
because there's three.
Yeah. Are you talking about like the ones that like don't have but just like one eyeball?
No,
no. Those are
the hot chicks that sing.
Like Laura.
One
Union
eyeball. I just thought of the Homer. Creature from Hercules.
That's
the little pitchfork guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, James Woods, by the way, the guy who plays
he's funny as shit.
Hades. Yeah. He is fucking based. He is so fucking based.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's always on Twitter, just like
oh, you know what? I
going
think I saw
ranting.
An interaction with him and Cody or something.
Yeah. He was posting about Cody. And
that's what it was. Because he talked about coming out to shoot guns or something.
Yeah. I think he is
He's also
a
really good character on Family Guy.
Yeah, he was.
Ooh, piece candy.
I'm just trying to like find a
you're just
a
trying to go
cryptid.
Safe. She picked a fucking giant fucking squid creature.
I picked hentai.
Yeah, she picked the scariest one that you could ever even begin to.
Has hentai got any better? I haven't seen it in a long time.
We should watch some.
I don't know.
We should like as a,
as
a family, we should watch some
hentai.
Family
hentai.
We should sit down after dinner one night.
Everybody get your Four Locos ready.
Hell yeah. A couple Four Locos and some hentai? That sounds like a good night.
Right.
Hell yeah. That's going to be a new thing. Sunday dinners.
Sunday dinners.
After we have Sunday dinner, we have a few Four Locos, maybe four of them, and we watch some hentai together.
We need a name for this night.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Ooh,
it's Sunday dinner.
Sunday dinner. That's the shirt that you need to release. Yeah. It just says Sunday dinner.
And it just shows Four Loko and a little anime girl.
Yeah, two anime girls.
Yeah,
Four
holding
Loko.
A Four Loko Sunday dinner. Yeah.
Sunday you gotta dinner. Add a couple tentacles in
or
there.
A Sunday fun day, something like that.
I like Sunday dinner.
I do too,
yeah.
Like a lot
very
of spaghetti.
Wholesome.
Like, we make a lot of spaghetti.
Just like a vat.
Yeah. I mean, and
it's just on a fire in the backyard, like a big barrel.
We're just stirring, and everybody's just pounding Four Locos.
Yeah, we want to feel lethargic as fuck when we black out.
Extra carb loaded, so your stomach's all big.
Dude,
you can't move.
Those Four Locos fill you up, too, man. I cannot find a cryptid I'd
bang. You can't find one you would bang?
Because they're all men. As far as I can know, most cryptids
imagine there's a female version of the thing.
Okay, I guess I could do that.
Inch
yeah
UHD TV hentai for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm. At least, because you have one Four Loko an hour. Yeah, hours you got to pace yourself.
And a lot of spaghetti.
We call it four by four.
I like that. Four and it's just four by four, and it's a little anime girl holding a Four Loko.
Four Loko.
Yeah. Damn, see? I like that.
Dude.
That's a fun event.
That's a sign, too. Yeah. We can make that sign that just says, this Sunday, 4x4. People are like, what's that? That's where the family drinks Four Lokos and watches hentai porn.
Every hour for 4 hours, we chug a Four Loko and we're watching hentai the whole time.
The whole time.
As a family.
As a family. You're like, what the fuck?
There's just one couch. And we all have to sit on the same couch.
An adult family.
Yeah. Let's clarify that.
There's a bunch of our adults.
It's the people that have lived together.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Adult friends.
The adults, yeah. Okay, yeah, I like that. I like 4x4.
4x4.
Yeah.
This Sunday, 4x4. We could make a fake commercial for this.
Actually,
that's great. That's what we'll do next week when I get back. We'll bring her back and we'll just film the this Sunday, 4 hours, four Lokos, hentai.
What?
What?
A little Chinese girl pops up on the screen, says something in Chinese. Yeah, but it's like a Four Loko. Yeah.
Ta-ding!
Yeah.
And then tentacles.
And then tentacles everywhere. Come in and start like in her mouth and in her like ass. And
where the fuck are we posting this?
So
everywhere.
Yeah, put it on all platforms.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
XNXX. Like,
canceled immediately. Yeah,
comment the share like.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, I like that.
Totally,
I mean, we just make the commercial like it's an old monster truck commercial.
This Sunday. 4x4.
4x4.
Yeah.
It's like Four Loko.
Four Lokos.
Four Lokos.
But like with the Mr. Movie Phone voice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four Lokos.
Man.
Think and then, is it a game, though? Like, we start socking the person that sweats the most?
God. Oh, no. No, you beat the shit out of whoever gets a boner.
How are we beating the shit out of you?
I just win every time. I just win.
This is not fair.
I just win every time.
This is not fair.
There's actually this Japanese game show I watched where...
I've seen it.
Yeah, they're all sitting there in tiny whiteys, and they pour water or something over them, and then because it's very see-through situation, and they put porn up. And the first dude who like gets a boner, like gets the shit beat out of him.
That's hilarious.
That's wild.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
I know that was one.
I wish it was on pay per view and they used like spiked bats.
Oh god, they just kill. They
okay,
kill
Negan, dial it back.
They literally
Holy
kill
fuck.
Him. Oh, you got hard. You're now you're dead.
Full fucking Walking Dead.
I think the one you were just referencing with the jack off. Are you talking about the one where that guy had you had to sing a song while you're getting
while
beat
you're
off,
like getting blown, or something like that?
Yeah, he's like, it was like this guy singing. He was like sweating and like moaning, and there was like this like girl just like jacking the hell out of him while he tried to sing like a whole karaoke song.
I think
funny.
I can do that.
Yeah.
That sounds like some Charlie Classic shit.
Yeah,
he does do
some stuff pretty similar to that. Yeah.
We should see if he could try this experiment.
Yeah.
Well, it's,
he should. Yeah, I mean, I'll just tell him that he's the one that's going to have to sing. Hell yeah, he'd probably be all for that.
Okay.
That sounds like a really fun. I guess I'll do it.
Let me get the camera set up.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun game. Hell yeah.
He's excited to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I talked to him like 2 days ago.
Yeah. He was like, I want in.
Yeah.
I want into the pie.
Yeah. Damn it. We haven't even got pie yet.
Are you supposed to be eating pie?
Sometimes. We've talked about it, and then we just always forget.
Yeah. It might be a thing in the future. We don't know yet.
Maybe just every now and then we'll have pie.
So how'd you come up with your name?
Because it's time.
Yeah.
For pie.
Yeah.
But you're not eating pie.
Yeah, because you can always make time for pie. And, you know, so that's just where it comes from. You know, like, there's always room for dessert. There's always time for pie.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what we're saying.
And
there's
in that,
always time for you to
there's always time for you to listen
our
to us.
Show on because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what everybody needs to know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't turn anything on without everybody fighting about some stupid
that's
dumb
fair.
Shit.
True.
So now you can turn time for pie on.
And listen to the real dumb shit.
And listen to real dumb shit. Yeah. That'll get stupider.
Yeah. While you're in getting fricked up on a Four Loko.
I told you no more use
I'm
gonna for
keep
the word.
Saying
no.
It. I'm gonna keep saying
Dave,
it. Till we all till we're all saying it
every time
normally.
He says it.
Who was saying like, frick off? Like what was it from? Was that from Napoleon Dynamite? Was that Andy Samberg?
Not Napoleon Dynamite.
What did he do? What did he say?
Was
he
that Hot Rod?
I don't know.
Saying frick?
Frick, yeah. It's not something.
I can't remember. I'm just saying, Dave, bleep every time he says it so no one knows what he's saying.
And I'm going to type it in the chat. I'm going to go to the comments and say, guys, just so you know, every time I was getting bleeped at, I was saying freak.
Yeah, but then what I'll do is I'll go into YouTube and blur out words. No, because you can go in there and say, anytime someone types this word, it's changed.
Damn it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got you.
Damn it.
Like, you're checkmate.
I'm going to make my own video on my pages. No, yeah, no. And let the people know.
I'm going to interrupt it with an air horn. Like, every time you say it,
you don't know what
right
I'm going
to
make. You don't know what I'm going to film.
I know exactly everything that you do.
I hope not, because it gets gross. You guys need...
It gets thick.
You guys need this app, then. It's a...
Dave has that programmed into a button over there.
Oh, yeah.
A little ham horn.
Yeah. It is nice.
Yeah,
what are you, 2013 Party Ben?
Maybe. Yeah, I haven't moved past 2013.
It's a good year.
It's a good fucking year.
Cactus stick? What are you going to do with a cactus stick?
You fuck the world. You know?
Hell yeah.
No, I climbed... I drank 24 beers with Party Ben, and we climbed a mountain in Arizona together. And I vlogged it, and then I put it on my YouTube, and then half of my family disowned me after that and hasn't talked to me since.
Wow.
Do you still have that?
That must have been a good video.
Yeah, I still have the video.
You need to show him that. That's a quality video.
Is it
she drank 24 beers... with Party Ben, like just 24 to herself.
While climbing a mountain.
And then they climbed a mountain.
After?
They're like,
no, I mean, they were Bud Lights or Miller Lights or Coors Light. It was a light.
Still, dear Lord.
It was a light beer. I don't know.
I could never drink 24 beers.
It was over the time span of like a day.
Okay. So it's like,
pounds.
I'm a seasoned alcoholic. Sure, and plus, I was used to slamming Wild Turkey, so drinking beer was nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, she was fucking wrecked.
It may have been 24 beers before, between the two of us.
I don't know.
And then you climbed a mountain. What mountain?
It was a mountain.
I don't fucking know. At the bottom, there was desert.
Where was this at?
Running through the desert, Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, God. Yeah, so it was probably hot.
Yeah.
We're just bebopping around.
Okay.
Know? Yeah.
Drunk as shit.
It sounds like a good time.
Yelling a bunch of weird stuff to old people.
Yeah.
Because you know everybody there is retired.
Yeah.
She was just being rude.
Yeah.
Just screaming things off of the
mountain. That was 2012.
Fuck yeah. It's a good year for that.
Yeah.
Seeing that you recently did some more mountain exploring.
Yeah, I did.
How did that go?
Good. Yeah, I didn't die. Yeah. You know, that's pretty cool. That was my main goal.
Yeah.
I had a lot of weird, like, omens happening, so I was kind of, like, freaking out the whole time.
What?
There's just a few times, like, when we're climbing and the incline is like this, and I'm, like, on my hands and my knees, like, pulling myself up. God, and they're ahead of me, and the rocks are like falling past my head, and I was like, dude, I'm literally gonna fall off this mountain and die.
Damn.
And then they got to a point where I told him, I was like, I keep having these weird feelings and these weird things happening, so we're gonna have to dial it back a little bit. They were like, okay.
You were just hungover.
No, we weren't drinking at all.
From the week prior.
Yeah. So what were you doing? Really, like, what was your goal in this video? What were you doing? Just going to have fun in the woods with your friends?
Just sticking around with my friends. You know, Laura Zara is a survivalist, so she's fucking insane. Just a powerhouse. Just like climbing these mountains. And then Brooke's a wildlife photographer, so she's just always trying to get as close as she can to things that she shouldn't.
Yeah, sure.
Which is great. It's a great combination for me because I have crippling anxiety. So, I'm just there. I'm like, cool, I'll keep up. This is fun.
She's there just imagining in her head this giant fucking horny sea monster.
Oh my God.
Let's get it on.
I really wish I was fucking Cthulhu right now. they're like, Heather, what? And you're like, oh,
what?
Shit.
I was alone out here. it was a whole lot of Heather tries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, it was fun.
Dude, if that's going to be a series that we do, I want to do Heather Tries Space Travel.
Let's just work it up. Like, if we get her on NASA training.
Like, it's like, Heather, you have to go to space. Like, what a funny fucking joke.
Oh, God.
Oh, I mean, you can do those one planes where they go, like, right on the
rim. Dude, I think we could do it.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just sign her up.
Yeah.
I have a debilitating phobia of heights.
I know. And space. Like, because I'm going to tell
you're
you the morning
of space?
The morning of.
I hate space.
Dude, I had a weird dream. You got sucked out of the airlock this morning. You're like, anyway, you'll be fine. Like, and I'll
really
buckle
weird.
Your helmet.
It was like exactly like Final Destination.
Weird.
It was just
play
by play.
Crazy. Dude.
And what was weird is, like, the week before I went and saw a psychic and they said that they saw you getting sucked out of an airlock. Anyway, you're fine. Like, we just like start slowly locking your seatbelts down. And it's like, sorry, Heather, you're going to space.
Yeah. I'm
going to
turn into fucking, what's her name? Kristen from Bridesmaids. where she's eating the pills and she's drinking the shit. Yeah. There's a colonial woman on the wing of the plane. I gotta get out. You gotta get out.
Some guy in the Philippines just opened up the plane.
I saw that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was like, just like some young dude, too.
I'm not being in the mood for that.
No.
They should have kicked him out. That'd be the end of flying for me for at
My
least
man,
a while.
I'm about to beat your ass. Yeah.
Was he standing up or was he the guy sitting next to it? Did he just like no pull idea. It up and while he was
it just
fucking
said
buckled
that
in?
He wasn't intoxicated and no, like they didn't know anything. The last I read on it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Who's just like,
I guess I'll see what happens.
It's kind of hot in here.
Yeah.
We're on short final, so I'm just going to go ahead and...
Let me just roll this down real quick. Yeah.
It's like Heather, he's in the middle seat and Heather's in the window seat.
No. I hate this.
We just keep putting her in all these fucked up situations. Like, could you imagine in the future if they finally came out with like a death simulator in VR and we just made Heather do like 60 of them over and over again?
I think you become a demon. I think
that's how you lose your mind.
It attaches into your brain, so it's like you have to go through it every time. Like,
oh my God.
Like
if
you and I are just
I think that's
like,
called hell.
Okay, Satan.
Chainsaw.
Gotcha, Heather.
You're just
like screaming, like barf. We're just like, look at her. We fucking got her.
Oh, Caleb, you got her.
Like having a seizure, like barfing. Got you so good this time.
What's going on? Yeah, someone shows up new, like Scott just shows up, like, what's going on with her? Oh, we put her in the death simulator.
And yeah, we built a death simulator.
We just kept pushing the chainsaw button.
Yeah. I hate that.
She's got like 32 more in the queue. Yeah. What?
Well, there's like, what's that new like Apple VR thing happening? That seems terrible.
Yeah, I didn't really watch the video. I saw like that just looked like a goofy pair of goggles. Mm-hmm. But like, what is it? Is it just Apple's VR?
I guess. I mean, it's augmented reality. So it's,
oh, so you can probably see stuff in
well,
like,
yeah, you see through just like anything, but your apps and photos and shit will come up. I don't know.
Okay.
Dude,
is this not like the weirdest fucking, like, I don't want to wear that in front of people.
I don't want to see people walking around with it either.
It's scuba goggles for sure.
I played Phasmophobia in VR and I wanted to die. It was terrible.
The minute that I'm walking through the airport and I see some asshole with that on, I'm going to be like,
like the airport max, the AirPod Maxes are bad enough. You put goggles on, like, fight on sight.
What's the AirPod Max?
The big cans. Oh. The Apple earphones, the, like, $500 shitty hit.
Oh, I've never seen them. Mm. It's weird.
No thanks. Yeah, I don't want any of that.
No good. Me and Caleb found something out the other day, though, that you're not going to like.
What is it?
What did you say?
I said me and Caleb found something out the other day that you're not going to like.
Did Bruce Campbell die?
No, but you got the death penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oops. We did learn that.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, you have it.
I have it?
You are dying.
Yeah, you're dying.
Yeah. You're going to die.
Yeah.
We're all going to die.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Everybody's got the death penalty.
Yeah.
So now it's just...
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Uh-oh.
Marcus taught us that one.
Yeah.
Yep. Everyone's in prison, and we got life in prison.
Evan is Ryan, the way he... L.A. Turtle?
Oh, yeah.
Dying?
Yeah, I'm dying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
what's going to happen to your pillow?
What's going to happen to my soul?
I don't know, but aren't you worried about
where... If I get fucking reincarnated as a cyclist, I'm going to be pissed off.
Oh, God, that would be the worst, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you'd die
quick. You wake up, and then you're in spandex, and you're
like, oh, I got to ride this bicycle.
I love road biking. I'm
I love wearing tight fucking pants and riding in the road.
Damn it. Why do I love this so much? People just flipping you off
all day. You're also really small, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like... Like, you can't really defend yourself because you're like a jockey.
Yeah.
You're like 4'11".
What's your nightmare? Like, you die, you get reincarnated, you come back as this, and it's like your worst nightmare.
I don't know. I mean, because we can't really... We don't really know what it's like to be anything else. So it's like...
I bet being a worm would suck.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd be pissed if it was an earthworm.
Yeah
but what is your sentience? You what is your sentience meter? Exactly. What is your sentience meter?
Or you're just like fucking dirt. like, this is the greatest thing ever.
True.
Whoa, I can make slime.
You know what? Made me think about this is like that. It's gonna get real dark for a second, and then I swear we can go right back to not being dark. But like that, "Don't Fuck with Cats" documentary, he suffocates those kittens, and I was like, can you imagine coming back to life just to be suffocated by this asshole? And I was like, what kind of karma do you have?
Isn't like unpleasant.
But imagine if that was your choice. Like, you've had a good life and you're like, hey, what do you want to go back as? And you're like, I want to go back as a kitty cat. Kitty. Thinking you're going to have like a great owner.
Yeah.
And fucking chill in the sun all day.
Shelter cat.
And instead.
Like carrying you to an alligator pond. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, like, wait. This doesn't like, seem right.
Yeah. You're like a cartel dog that they're chopping off the limbs, showing you how to fuck.
This doesn't seem right.
What the fuck is it called? You guys keep talking. I'll think of it real quick and I'll explain it to you guys because it's. The egg theory. I'm sorry. Let me find the author because it's very interesting. The egg.
And the Frick Off thing. I think you're thinking of Frig Off from Trey the
Frick Boys. By Andy Weir. So the egg theory by Andy Weir. There's a pretty good animation on YouTube about it. It's like fucking 9 minutes long. But anyway, this guy dies in a car accident. Fucking. Like, all of a sudden wakes up, and he's in front of this giant motherfucker that's God or whatever, and the dude's talking to him. He's like, what the fuck happened? And the God thing is like, you died in a car accident. And he's like, holy fuck, what about my wife and kids? He's like, oh, they're fine. You just are the only one that died. And he's like, well, oh, fuck, what now? He's like, oh, yeah, so, like, the whole Earth thing, it's actually, like, God training camp. So, like, in a few minutes, you get reincarnated to a Chinese peasant in, like, the early 11th century because you have to live every single human life
I've heard that.
Ever.
I've heard that. I've
like,
heard
and
that
he's
theory.
Like, what? He's like, yeah. Every time you die, you come back up here for a few minutes, boom, back into every single life. Like, he's like, all of you are just one thing. And then after you've lived every human life, you've now matured enough to be kind of like a on the job training god. Like, but that's the whole thing is you have to live every single life. And then
I've heard that.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That's why like with the whole like treat others how you want to be treated thing like comes into play. It's like you're going to be that person one day. You're going to like be every single.
Or that is you.
Yeah. Like we're all. Yeah.
That was you.
You just don't know it.
Yeah.
Fucking boom. Oh, start again.
Mm.
That's. I'm already tired.
You're tired?
I'm so tired.
Have you ever. let me ruin your life for a minute.
Oh, I love this. More.
Yeah.
Even more.
Hell yeah.
Is there a way you could throw me another one of these or without interrupting
the wall behind it?
Maybe
nice.
We could pass it down because I really want another one. But anyway. So there is a video on YouTube that I recommend you get nice and high first and then put this on after you're like right in the like meat and potatoes of it. And she's locked in. And it's the entire life cycle of the universe. Mm-hmm. And every 5 seconds it doubles the amount of time that goes by. And it's like 38 minutes long. So it shows the different phases the Earth is going to go through in the next like 4 billion years until the sun is too big and everything dries up here and we're done. And then the sun explodes and everything goes out. And then, but then it keeps doubling in time to millions upon millions of years, billions and billions of years, like to the point where they're showing like, when every star burns out and becomes a red dwarf, and then everything in the universe just burns out, and then there's nothing. You should watch it.
But there's other universes.
You need to watch this.
I believe that. The universe thing?
Yeah.
Or like a life outside of our universe?
Yeah.
I forget who was saying it, but it was, they were describing the amount of space that we've explored so far is roughly equal to you taking, like, a 16-ounce glass, dipping it in the ocean, and being like, nah, no life out there.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm... Yeah, like, it's like, what, our galaxy is one of the estimated billions, which is part of...
Yeah.
there's two things that I don't think are taken into consideration. Number one, size. We don't really know where we are in the size scale.
Right.
I mean, we know Beetlejuice is like 4 billion times the size of our sun.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, if that's the case, that means if there was an Earth with Beetlejuice in a retrospective size, like...
It could be, yeah.
There, we are the size of a fucking grain of sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if someone's in a fucking spaceship that's relative to that size, do they even fucking notice us?
Yeah.
Driving
yeah,
by?
Yeah.
No, it's kind of like...
Yeah, it's kind of...
What was that?
When people think that, like...
Or what if we hit their windshield?
Yeah, could happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could happen.
Fuck, then you don't even know. You just,
it's like that,
just lights out.
That Dr. Seuss book. What was the one? Horton Hears
What do
the
we
Who,
do if, right? if like they straight up like yeah, announced like 2026, there's a big meteor, like a big asteroid that could hit us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're just like, yeah, fuck it, we can't do anything, it's coming.
Do you think they tell us?
Yeah, I mean, because there is like, once it passes a certain point, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty big, I think. Maybe. I mean, I'm sure there's science.
I think they probably have to, because so many other people would be like other people who do astronomy or like science, or they or that have a following,
yelling about it. But still, like, hey, how do you essentially tell the world though, like, hey, we're fucked, and you guys all just gotta fucking deal with it?
Yeah,
but I mean, that's guaranteed instant chaos.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like, so that's the purge. That's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably that would probably be the only reason they wouldn't do it, is because everybody would just start getting murdered. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I think, is they wouldn't tell you, or they'd hold off as long as they could until some dude who does science on the side is like, hey guys, I made a YouTube video, you should check out.
Yeah, yeah, but and everybody would be like, everybody would be like, we're shutting this down. Uh-huh. Like, I mean, that kind of coincides with like the whole thing that is distasteful for me, dying in an airline crash. Is I don't want to have to deal with everybody around me like losing their shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna make it miserable.
Yeah.
Like, because you're just like, oh come on, there's lady, like with the screaming.
Yeah.
I've heard you mention that before.
Yeah, because I'm just like.
You said it so monotone too. You were just like, yeah, people are gonna be screaming, and that sounds boring.
It's just, but no.
So what's going through your head? It's like, oh, you know, airplanes do that. That's the risk I took.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's kind of like.
Well, here it is.
So if you were flying solo and your engines go out, you're just like, well,
I guess I don't have to worry about this anymore.
That's how the dice fell.
If I'm flying solo, like if I'm at the controls, I'm going to do everything I can to fucking save the plane.
Yeah.
Like, and I know a number of things that you could do, and then right, honestly, but
trying to put you in that scenario minus the passengers, essentially.
Yeah, but you're working at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you're working a
problem. You're in charge. Okay. Yeah.
I'm in the jet. In the L-39, the L-39 has a 7-to-1 glide ratio, meaning for every 1 foot that I drop, I can glide 7 feet. Okay, that's pretty decent. So that means I can look around, like I lose an engine, I can look around, I try and find the clearest possible place because I know that my fuel's in the wing, so if I go into any place that's going to hit... Think, okay, that's going to start a fire, and this is going to suck really bad. Okay, so if I can find a clear space or water or anything like that, I would go to the coast, and I'm going to glide, and I'm going to bleed airspeed, and I'm going to stall the plane as low as I can to the point where it's like at 60, 70 knots until it just smacks down, and hope for the best. Like, if that goes wrong, you're not going to know. Like, because you're at this point until you're like, there's now... You get a wing ripped off or something like that, and you're in an uncontrollable spiral and things like that. Now you're just in chaos. Not much you can do. So, like, the whole Dallas air show thing that happened, like, 6 months ago where the P-51 came through and cut that B-29 in half. Like, those pilots, if you zoom in on the photo, you see the co-pilot holding on to the strap above, looking backwards, like... As the back half of their plane just got ripped off, and then about 2 seconds later, like, so you didn't even have time.
They don't die?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Time is limited.
You got the death penalty, Doug.
Yeah.
Or you can get nailed by a coal truck someday.
Jeez. What now? Dude.
Or you could get hit by a coal truck.
You're just like, oh, then I got hit by a fucking coal truck. And then, you know, that could be subjective, right? Where it's like, oh, you got hit by a coal truck. Then you're like, my mom was ejected out of the car. What?
Yeah, and we weren't even moving.
We just saved that little nugget till the end. Like, and my mom almost died.
Yeah. I guess I could touch on it a little bit more. But yeah, we were pulled over completely off the road, up on the side of the hill, and this coal truck was swerving back and forth. And I remember I didn't have my seatbelt on. It was like summer day. My arm was hanging out the door, like out the window.
How old were you?
Like 17, something like that. We were on the way to a dentist appointment, and so this coal truck just plows right into us head on. The last thing I remember seeing was the front of the coal truck going over the windshield. Like, I could see the bottom of the truck.
Oh, my God.
And then that's like, you know, when it flipped us, the airbags hit me and stuff like that. When I woke up, my arm was under the door. Like, it had flipped the car over on its side.
Oh, God.
So my arm was under the door because it was hanging outside. And I looked over, like, I was all, like, there was blood, like, all over my face, and, like, I thought I was really messed up.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But, like, because all I could see was blood, because, like, it, the airbag, like, slung stuff into my face, and, like, my eyelid got, like, ripped off and was, like, hanging down, like, I was all fucked up, so.
I cannot tell if you're fucking with
me. No, this is real. Yeah. But, yeah, I looked over, and we're, like, sideways, and, like, the horn is just, like, busted and going off. And I look, and that whole side of the car is just gone. Like, the whole, like, both doors, the whole side, like, the rims, all of it's ripped off. And I pass back out again. And I wake up to them, like, flipping the car back over, I think, is what they did. They, like, pushed it over because my arm was, like, under. And whatever they had to do, they pulled the sunroof out for me to crawl through. And because I guess probably because it was so jagged over there, and I crawled through the sunroof and I got out, and then I was like, you know, I stood up and I was like, fine, like I was walking around and stuff, but I remember I was like so pissed. Like, I walked up and I found mom, and she was like fucking 100 feet from the car, and people that were behind that coal truck said that, and after they, like, you know, went through it all, it said her seatbelt got like hooked on the front of the coal truck, and when it knocked it over, it like slingshot her like up into the woods. And one of my friends was behind that coal truck, and he said she was like starfish, like flipping in the air into the woods. And I was like, holy shit. Yes.
She,
like,
had a nickname named Starfish.
Yeah, right. She's like Ninja Star. Yeah. And but yeah, she flipped into the woods and then rolled down the mountain, and like broke like her like neck and like her back.
God.
And like a bunch like ribs like punctured her spleen that like blew up, and like, you know, just had like glass all in her, and she was like all fucked up. But I just remember like walked up to her and found her, and she was like in shock and like freaking out. I remember like running back to that coal truck, and I was like, where the fuck is he? I was like, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of this guy. I know he's fucked up. And like, cause like obviously like he was either like drunk or some shit. And then after all the investigation stuff, he was like, it was like coke and like meth and like all this shit. Like, yeah. He like worked for this coal company, and he was like just trashed on everything. But yeah, I mean, mom had to have like surgeries, like a rod for like her back and spine and everything. I mean, she's, you know, got that kind of pain, but like, you know, she's fine. But yeah, it was wild.
Welcome to the comedy show.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope you're laughing.
If Heather didn't make you sad, yeah. Caleb just did.
I kept asking because you guys have started some elaborate ass stories.
Yeah.
And like, you'll suck me into it, and I'm like really like paying attention at the end. You're just like, fucking with you, stupid bitch. Psych. And I'm like,
gotcha. No. Yeah, that one was real.
Sometimes
I mentioned that earlier today because I remember the first thing I did, my arm was still stuck under the car, and I guess I was kind of like out of it. And when I woke up, and I was like, "Oh no, did my teeth get knocked out? My dentist is going to be pissed."
My dentist.
Like, that was like the first thing that I checked.
Anytime there's a big accident, I'm worried about what my dentist thinks.
Yeah, because I mean, we were on the way to the dentist, so I was like, "Oh no,
so good too."
I hope my teeth are okay for my dentist appointment.
Oh no.
But yeah, that was probably just like mild brain injury and making that happen. Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway, Heather, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Could be a coal truck.
What's going to happen to your pillow? That's a fucking.
What fucking pillow?
Your pillow.
Like on your bed? Yeah. On her bed?
Yeah.
Probably get,
like, what do they do with it when you die?
Given to Goodwill, or somebody's going to have a good cry.
No, you can't buy used pillows.
It's going to get added to Caleb's cry couch.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
It'd be haunted. I wouldn't know that.
I would your pillow would for sure be haunted.
Yeah, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and look around. I'd just hear, like, some, like,
I know,
like, I would hear, like, a glug, 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 like, a chug of a bottle. I'd be like, what? And I'd just hear, like, some soft crying. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What is that? And my, like, bones in my room would, like, wiggle around a little bit. I'm like, oh, fuck, oh, oh no, fuck. No. I gotta get rid of this fucking pillow. I like, my tomato bush on the porch is all, like, every tomato has a bite out of Damn it. Heather, stop haunting me.
Heather, get out of here.
I didn't do anything.
I know I would, too.
Get out of the tomatoes.
Damn it, my tomatoes. You bitch, I was going to make salsa.
Haunted salsa?
Yeah, I burned the pillow
after
that.
That's how you get haunted salsa.
Haunted salsa.
That sounds like a good salsa brand.
I mean, I think we should. Yeah. I think we should make a Heather Lynn's Tomato Farm logo.
Oh my god!
What? Well, yeah, that'd be cool. And,
sweet,
and you could grow them in a cemetery.
Oh my god! You grow them. The soil will be so fertile.
You grow it on the graves.
Yeah.
Tomatoes. Heather Lynn's haunted salsa.
That could be a new
venture for you.
Right. I'll do that right after the mezcal.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh my god.
Hey, it's fitting. You got tequila coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How excited are you?
I'm so excited.
In line to get free tequila, or how does
probably,
it work?
Yeah, I mean, totally. Holy for shit. Sure. Well, the official time.
We could chug it on here.
We could chug it.
Tequila company.
Right.
I mean, we're about to have one.
Right. Yeah.
We don't have any other friends with tequila companies.
Right.
Nobody is our friend that has tequila.
That's true.
Yeah, I am doing this with Danny Warsnop. We're
Maybe he'll give us some of his, just this random guy, a stranger from the UK,
like wild hair.
Yeah, I think he's Australian.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I think he is Australian.
Or like a Kiwi or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's an Australian name.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You're the only one I know with the tequila.
Yeah,
but you and I are gonna.
We're going to reap these benefits.
Hell yeah. I love that for you guys.
If you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. And then when, like, the salsa comes.
I wonder if...
tequila and salsa, I wonder if
the CEO of the tequila company likes when we get wild and out on the tequila and then make crazy videos of us, like, burning down orphanages.
Yeah, just doing crazy shit on her tequila. We're like,
drink this tequila.
Drink this fucking tequila. If you drink this tequila, you can't feel anything.
I'm sure Danny would hurl a road flare
into an orphanage and it just fucking ignites. There's this burning.
I feel nothing in here. As I can hear them screaming.
Nothing's going on inside.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
What? We're talking about advertising.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny's tequila is
this will get on the news, Heather.
Hell yeah.
Like, if Caleb and I...
If we
started painting our face, like, with, like, red handprints, and we're all fucked up on tequila, burning down orphanages...
Yeah, we're killing...
Right, you just got full pizza bomber?
Media.
That's
earned media.
Easy advertising.
Yeah.
No one's gonna miss these orphans.
Oh, my God! That's true.
Yeah.
That is very sad, but factual.
It's very sad, but factual.
So you just reap the benefits, all right? The state is tired of paying for them. What? And you can capitalize.
I love
with
that.
Our help.
Two birds, one stone.
Easy.
Oh, my God.
This is less mouths to feed, more tequila for your friends.
That close up now.
This is someone's villain origin story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. this is a marketing plan, Heather.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
it's called marketing.
I will hit you guys up for.
Do you remember?
You don't got to hit us up for that. We'll do this one for free.
Yeah, we got this one.
Yeah.
We've already got the road flares.
Yeah, don't worry about it. That's okay.
We got the gas. We got plenty of gas.
Yeah, Lux is like, I got the gas.
Yeah, she'd help. Yeah,
yeah. That's good. Love that.
Flip some off. I got parents.
Yeah,
yeah. Are we going to join your family? Something like that.
Sucks to suck. Wish your parents were here to save you. Is what she'd say.
Just deadpan.
Yeah.
God. Evil.
Oh my God.
Evil.
Yeah.
I can see that.
So there it is.
do we want to talk contracts?
Yeah, we can get that. We can get this wrote up.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We'll draw something up.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. We'll get the people to do it. Let's have our people like talk to each.
We'll whiteboard it out.
Yeah.
Orphanage Massacre. Yeah.
Easy. We won't call it that.
Yeah. Let's go.
We'll call it marketing.
Yeah. It's branding. Like that word is a little filthy.
Yeah.
Orphans into orbit.
Yeah, I mean, they're not orbiting, though. Yeah, but
they're becoming part of the orbit.
Are you blowing them up?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to melt a little bit. They're going to become ash.
Melting orphans. Yeah. Heating up with this tequila.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Orphans turned up.
Yeah.
This is someone's villain origin story. You should sell this to Marvel.
It'd be a good story. You and I jumping and high-fiving after all these buildings are burning. Like, they're just like, what is that?
We did it. We saved the city.
And I are really nimble on our feet. Yeah. Like, we can run really fast and jump.
We're fast as hell.
Smack each other's hands. Yeah. Just giggling.
What are these ninjas?
Like, what the fuck is this? Why are they so big?
It's the tequila.
It's the tequila. God.
What?
It's it's like gummy berry juice. We can bounce on our asses.
We're just like gulping tequila in little bottles. What the fuck?
We're destroying fucking anything that has to do.
Yeah. We're just killing orphans. Yeah. Okay, yeah. There you go. That's what we're going to do for you.
Have you ever been locked in a refrigerated truck?
I can't say I have.
Oh, okay. Yeah, interesting.
Just in case.
Got an image of the gentleman there.
I'm just curious. Yeah. You never know. A lot of girls have a lot of crazy stories.
Yeah, true.
They're like...
What's one of your
kink.
What's one of your craziest stories that you can tell us, Heather, that's happened to you over your years of, as a creator, internet person, that you can tell us?
In regards to, God, we got it broken down into categories, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Like as a creator or in my life?
Yeah, let's start as the fame started to take you.
It's the fame. Wow.
The popularity started to come.
Oh God. Okay. I mean, I do dumb shit all the time. Right before the popularity hit.
Almost hit there we go.
My ex-boyfriend and him hit me with an F-150, knocked me out of my boots, knocked me unconscious, then rolled me up in a pool tarp and threw my body into the bed of the truck so they could continue drinking.
You were a part of this.
He was.
You were. Were you driving?
No.
My boyfriend at the time was.
But she acts like this is a prime example, though, of you like how she acts. Like, this is, oh, wow, you did this. She didn't even know this happened until, like, a few years ago.
That's also
when
accurate.
I had brought up, hey, that's kind of like the time when we hit you with the truck. And she was like, you've never hit me with the truck? I was like, yeah, we knocked you out of your shoes.
Yeah, we hit you hard.
Like, 25 feet. Like, you flew.
How did this happen?
So, we were playing a game.
Called Hit Heather with a Truck. A drinking game.
Not yet. We were playing a game where each of us got 5 swings with an axe while we were trying to cut a tree.
Okay.
And we were drinking a lot. And we weren't paying attention.
Oh,
this was back in Florida by the power lines.
Yeah, dude, we're Florida people back then.
Some scary stuff you're saying.
So we're down to the final swings and the tree's about to break. It's a big tree. Like, we've been doing this for an hour.
Okay.
And it's like, we got some PJs there, some tech peas. Like, we're all fucking, having a little bonfire drink fest. And Heather is shithoused. I'm talking like she's got a bottle of Wild Turkey like this with like a limp wrist.
Whoa.
And she's just flower girl dancing by the fire. By herself.
for an hour.
Hell yeah.
Just saying, saying the same thing over and over again.
Rick, yeah, okay.
Every Rick, once in a while, yeah. She'd go, are you mad at me?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And so like the tree falls and it falls on the power lines and we're like, fuck,
gotta get out of here.
So we put a tow strap around the tree to pull it off the power lines because they didn't break any of the power lines.
So dangerous.
There was
too.
No, yeah, probably, but yeah. We were fucking him.
Sure, yeah.
But we're like, let's just get the tree out of the power lines. Yeah. That way, none of us. Really, what we were concerned with is these were our power lines, so it was like, we need to make sure we don't lose power.
We're going
to
lose power. Gosh, yeah, that's,
God damn it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We wrapped the tow strap around, and we're pulling the tree, trying to get it out of the power lines, and it's like stuck, and then one of the limbs breaks, and the truck leans forward, and it hits her right in her fucking right hip, like right on the hip, boom, and Heather goes, poof, and her shoes fly off, and she like does a few cartwheels like your mom.
What, in air?
Yeah.
She flipped multiple times in air.
Because it like hit her on the bottom of her hip, and it flung her.
Yeah, like center mass. Yeah. And had her spinning.
Yeah, she was cartwheeling. She's starfishing.
Damn.
And like shoes, both shoes, gone. I don't even know where those shoes are to this day.
I found them apparently because I have boots. I was always wearing the same.
You have those same boots. You have those boots on.
I was wearing the same pair of combat boots.
We assessed her. She was breathing.
They had a drunk PJ check on me.
I mean, they're.
That's better than no PJ.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know. Hey, yeah. They were like, she's breathing. Like, she might be out for a little bit. We looked at her hip, little bruised, nothing broken, no chips, nothing. Like
no chips.
Yeah, no chips
no
of bone.
Chips in my body.
No. This is fine.
So then, so then we put her in the tailgate, and then it was getting kind of cold, so we wrapped her in a tarp.
Smart.
Yeah.
Those hold a lot of heat in.
Yeah. And then she was snoring. So it was like we just kept listening for the snoring, and then we stayed for another like 3 hours.
So the funny part of this is that, again, it was years later, and he brings it up. He's like, yeah, like that time we hit you with the truck. And I was like, all right, yeah, sure. And he's like, no, the time that Andy and I hit you with the truck. And I was like, what are you talking about? I never got hit with the truck. I would remember that. He literally stops everything. It was like midnight. Picks up the phone, calls Andy, and he's like, hey, who did we hit with the truck? And he's like, oh, Heather, yeah, we knocked her out of her boots. And I was like, what in the fuck? It was like a decade later. I had no idea I had been hit with a truck.
I wasn't lying.
Until 10 years later.
Wow. Like, you think it just, she was just so gone, or you think it knocked it out of her? Like, she she landed, it knocked that night out of her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, because Andy took her home after that, so I don't know, you know. Like, she just probably woke up and was like, why is my hip so weird? And it's like,
it's a rough night. You were doing a lot of dance.
Yeah, you
were dancing pretty hard.
You danced and you fell down, you stupid bitch.
Fell down, yeah, because classic. You fall down all the time. Yeah.
I do. I am covered in scars.
True. I've witnessed it quite a few times.
Not even like drunk scars, like sober scars. Like, I do dumb shit all the time. Like, I am covered in, so like, for me to wake up with bruises, I'd be like, eh.
Like, how many hours do you think you have racked up with her crying?
Not like a
Let me also clarify.
I'm just saying.
During the
like
times
miles.
That I was crying on Caleb's couch, it's not like I like go to bed every night crying. Like, I was going through some life changes.
Yeah, true. That was like
I was depressed.
Time.
I was going through some major life changes, and I was crying every night.
I'm not judging the validation of the crying. I'm asking.
I'm just clarifying that I don't cry myself to sleep every night.
I'm trying to ask Caleb how many miles he's got on him to cry.
How many cry miles you got, Caleb?
You're over here trying to justify, like, hey, I needed to have a cry.
There was quite a few movies that were played while this was happening.
Dances with Wolves.
Hereditary.
Yeah, true.
Hereditary. I remember that night.
It was quite a few.
I always would just like peek in and go,
I do remember one of the times I thought we were going to have to call somebody because I was like, she may have really got hurt when she fell. Because he fell directly on your face.
Oh, when I went. I thought you were talking about the Dirty Dancing fall.
No, I mean that one. Yeah, that one was funny, but you landed okay.
Oh,
with
the
that
one.
Yeah,
you fell into the bar.
Yeah, she just started, she was laughing and started like walking and just like fell over. Like, that one was funny, but the one where you hit the edge of the bed with your face.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I, like, I remember I looked back at Katie. I was like, and she's like, oh, my God. And I, like, rolled you over, and you were going, my chin. And, like, you were out of it. And we, like, she was, like, holding your face up, and I had my phone, and we were looking at your chin, and it was, like, already, like, bruised up.
Do you see?
I remember,
you see?
Yeah. I remember that.
I'm not the only one.
We were like, oh,
they
thank
checked
God.
You
but,
out and yeah. put you to bed.
But we
checked you out and yeah. put you to bed.
We were like, do you want to, like, us to move you to get in the bed, and you're like, no, I'm fine down here. And you just kept saying that. We're like, okay. And we, like, gave you some, like, pillows and a blanket, and then you, like, started snoring.
Yeah, that was...
See? Yeah. That's pretty much the car hit
yeah.
night.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see what
well,
I'm saying?
It was
what
scary.
Are you talking about? They checked your vitals,
yeah.
and then you started snoring. We're like, all right, we'll just make sure if she stops snoring, then we'll check her again.
Yeah. Yeah.
The difference being, that was the darkest point in my
yeah,
life.
Yeah.
You this guys was, knocked my ass unconscious.
Yeah. You were just,
that was an accident. Though.
Having
we
a good night.
Yeah, yeah, I was having a good
you
time.
You were trying to save
yeah.
the power.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You see, there was
it.
A
yeah.
mission
yeah.
involved in ours.
Right.
Like, once we got the tree out of the power lines, we didn't want the party to stop.
Yeah, you didn't want to be those guys.
You wouldn't have wanted the party to stop.
Yeah.
Right.
You would have been like, I'm still dancing. Check his vitals. Let's go.
Yeah. Like, true.
Yeah, true. Dancing.
And right before they hit you with the truck, you were trying to play with the down power line, so they probably actually saved your life.
They probably, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that makes
true,
sense.
True,
yeah.
True. Yeah, putting you to bed by force of truck was probably the best outcome.
Yeah,
yeah sure. Yeah.
You could have actually died.
Right.
Well,
with
I mean,
the power
we skipped
lines,
the.
Totally.
They did yeah. you a favor, if
we
anything.
We skipped the are you mad at me, you know, over
yeah.
and over and over
right.
again. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?
The real question
though,
hit
is,
like,
the truck.
Was the truck
yeah.
okay?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Behind? I don't know. Let's ask Andy.
Yeah.
No.
I think the truck's fine. Is it,
yeah, well, yeah, I wonder what happened
yeah,
to
the
truck. The
truck's
yeah.
probably fine.
Yeah.
You were like
really
a, at best
it.
105 pounds
yeah,
those days.
True,
the truck's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
yeah.
yeah. mostly just hip bone.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably should check if you got any spurs. Like,
I mean,
because
my
that
back
was,
is fucked up now.
Yeah.
So.
It could be part of it.
Probably been
yeah.
knocked.
Could have
like,
been part of that. Yeah.
Kind of like,
yeah.
like
yeah.
this. Like, yeah, but didn't Dr. Hightower like fucking fix you up?
That was terrifying.
With some fucking
I hated
yeah, I
that hammer.
That.
No, it was
hammers.
Fine. I was fine until the hammer.
Yeah.
Everything else was
the
great.
Hammer.
The hammer scared me.
The hammer was a bit intense.
It was a little intense.
I was watching that. I was like, oh, no, no.
Context?
Yeah.
Oh.
Chiropractor.
Chiropractor, yeah.
They
okay.
do hammer things.
He works like, on, yeah. like, pseudo celebrities and internet personalities and people like that and regular celebrities, I guess. And
yeah.
he does back adjustments and then he'll
with a hammer?
Yeah. Yeah, he does some stuff with a
with
hammer.
With like a hammer
spike.
And a spike.
And it hammers the spike into your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
It is.
I am just aroused.
Yeah.
yeah.
I got a fucking ice pick put through my body. I had to lift up a bucket of fucking water.
I remember that. I hated that. I
yeah.
hated watching that. I hated
that.
Watching
was not
that.
Pleasant to watch.
We
I fucking
later.
Hated
okay,
that.
Okay, next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could show. I got pictures and video and everything.
Terrible.
And a whole ice pick.
Yeah, through my arm.
Oh.
And I had to pick up a 5-gallon bucket of full water.
With it in your arm.
Yep. And spin it
I
around.
I fucking hated
it.
That
was
video.
Really nice to see Gary at up at Fort Hood, though.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gary, you have a scar from this?
Actually, no, not really.
Wow.
I don't even know where it is. That's weird.
Shit.
Well, lucky you. I got fucking 5'5" tits. I got a gash out of my knee from Billy Bowlegs.
Fucking day.
No, I told Caleb to move his ass that way, and that was my
you
mistake.
You
right
did.
Now.
You did not, and Alex Zedra will back
oh my
me up.
God.
Because I said, you need to move, or this is going to hit
one
you.
One of
and
us
you,
moved.
And you went, nah,
one
it's fine.
Said,
no, one of us
that
moved.
Day,
yeah.
And then boom.
And I was like, you need to switch places with me, or it's going to hit you. And then, because Zedra literally immediately said, he told you to move multiple times right after
it
happened.
Like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
like
I was like, right? Yeah, I'll next time we game together, I'm gonna be like, hey,
yeah, ask
yeah.
her.
I'm gonna be like, hey, so how many times did I tell Heather to move before? I burned
no, because I was thinking about that too.
Yeah, no, I said it multiple times because
you know
I was like, are you sure? Because this is gonna hit you in the face.
I would love to see. Is you remember that one time we did the Twitch test in Salt Lake City in like 2016,
no.
where we all played Resident Evil?
Oh,
yeah, me, you, Eli, Matt. And Jack, like, we were in the back when the Drinking Bros podcast studio.
I remember the cartoon.
I'm talking in Salt Lake,
way back in the first Drinking Bros studio where we had the music board and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then Eli was like, this new thing, Twitch, is coming out. We could stream video games, and all of us sat on the couch, and you played, and we just talked shit.
I remember that, and then nothing ever happened.
The whole time. Yeah, I don't know where that footage is.
I thought it was pretty funny.
It was really funny.
I think we made
it. Getting scared, and we were so much.
Maybe it's. Well, I think it's because we made a lot of really dark, fucked up jokes. Maybe it was too much. Because I feel like we don't know how to dial it back sometimes.
No, I mean, that was early on. Like, I don't think we were that. We were that wild.
I don't know what the reason would be.
Yeah. Like, the body switch video. We should bring that back.
That was good. I had it on a list even as recently as last year. I wanted to do Body Switch 2.0.
Oh, my God. That would be funny with all of us.
Yeah.
Look, I should show you the original Body Switch.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I don't think I know that one. Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. That was the first time I came to Salt Lake.
Yep.
That was 2016.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
Awesome.
Well.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah, we did it.
Should we just cut to...